This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado consumers filed more than 20,000 complaints with the state attorney general's office last year. The top complaint was about retail sales. More than 1,600 complaints against businesses charging for memberships or things people say they didn't order. The next most common complaint was for retail services, including product warranties and legal services. There's a state website where consumers can register their complaints. The address is stopfraudcolorado.gov. A bill that would make it harder for citizens to get public records passed its first test at the state capitol. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The bill allows Colorado governments to delay records requests to so-called vexatious requesters, someone who's basically annoying or harassing with requests for government documents. The bill passed on a 7-4 vote in a House committee after major amendments were added. Among the changes, the government would have to ask a court to declare someone vexatious. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Today is Super Tuesday and the deadline for Coloradans who want to vote in the presidential primary. People have to vote in person or drop off their ballot by 7 p.m. In Colorado, unaffiliated voters can participate, but in only one party's primary. We expect the earliest results a little after polls close at 7, and we'll have those election returns from Colorado and from all over the country this evening as voters in some 15 states choose their Republican and Democratic candidates ahead of the general election in November. Our Super Tuesday special coverage starts at 6. Ahead here on Morning Edition, a fatal shooting in Denver. The alleged shooter had been released from jail just weeks before.
Very surprising and disappointing. Just not the kind of person that should be out, given the nature of the crime that he was charged with.
We look at whether that shooting could have been prevented and some rethinking on how Colorado keeps some criminal suspects locked up or lets them go. That is later this morning. It's turning cooler along the Front Range. Highs just above 50 in Denver this afternoon, with a chance for rain tonight. This is CPR News.